good morning, a Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving, a major travel day. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Part of politics involves maintaining roads and making sure people are safe.
That's right, David. And the tension there on the safety thing vis-a-vis police and how we protect our police, as well as what we allow them to do in the name of keeping people safe, that's something that goes on virtually every day. And we know it has just taken a move to the right. Now we have, speaking of the right, we have the alt-right. We have Heil Hitler salutes. We have the president-elect saying that he doesn't know anything about these people and that he's going to look into it and that this is not something that he likes to see. But on the other hand, something has emboldened these folks to get out there, and they say, and we have played it on the station, this is a good first step. To do what? To keep the white majority white in this country and to make sure that identity politics continue. It is absolutely frightening.
Well, the interesting back and forth between the New York Times and Donald Trump yesterday over whether he would or wouldn't sit down for an interview ended up that he did. And in talking to Trump, some things emerged. He essentially said that he had, quote, no intention of investigating Hillary Clinton, despite that being a common theme during his campaign. He even stepped back on issues like climate change.
Well, look, David, this guy has a big problem. He's going to be the president of the United States, and he met the day after inauguration with probably a million women or some figure, which is going to be very alarming to my belief, protesting against his accession to the presidency. And we're going to see the same thing in New York City. Now, if I'm him, I want to say, okay, let's try to diffuse this a little bit. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. You know, backing off on Hillary Clinton, doing that kind of thing is one technique. The other would be repression. You know, out come the fire hoses. We saw them in Selma, Alabama, all those years ago. Put the boot on everybody's neck. Call the newspaper editors in and say, I don't like the way you've been covering me. Is that a first step towards suppression of the press? We don't know, but it certainly doesn't smell good.
Well, speaking of, yesterday in New York, big news. A former top advisor to Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, Joseph Prococo, and seven others, including SUNY Poly's head, former head, Elaine Calieros, and a construction company run by Louis Simonelli out of Buffalo, all in a federal corruption case brought by Preet Bharara bid rigging, alleged here, the indictment unsealed yesterday in Manhattan, Alan.
The big question now is whether or not these folks who are indicted are going to implicate the governor. So far, there has been no such indication. Now, let's remember that these are people who are very close to the governor. Prococo is his announced honorary brother, and the third brother who Mario Cuomo loved more, he said in his eulogy, said the governor in his eulogy to his late father. So we are not talking about some outsider. We're talking about people who are really intimates of the governor. And I'm told he's feeling very badly about all of this, but at very least he bears some responsibility, having come into Albany to say he was going to clean things up, to understand that he didn't keep his people on his watch where they should be in terms of honest behavior. Now, the other question is, once you get to a trial and you have the spectacle of the possibility of Joe Prococo going to prison and his wife going to prison, although she has not been named in this indictment, but if any of this kind of thing is being negotiated behind the scenes, maybe we're not going to have a trial. But if there is a trial, obviously certain questions are going to get asked that could prove to be embarrassing to the governor.
How does that affect the governor going forward, not only in negotiations with the legislature coming up, but also the idea of his running for a third term and possibly a presidential run in 2020?
Well, I wrote a column for this coming week in my syndicated column in which I pose certain questions. One, is Governor Cuomo really going to run for president? To which I answer, does a bear walk in the woods? And of course, there is going to be the matter of 2018 of running for governor again. And assuming you run for governor and assuming you eke out a win and that the opposition doesn't do anything, then you're going to have to start campaigning for president the minute you win the governorship.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Have a safe and happy travel day today. Those of you on the road, be careful and enjoy your holiday.
And absolutely no tailgating. I mean it.
Or cell phones.
Right you are.